This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. We are almost through the first week of fall semester classes here at Ball State in the middle of a pandemic. As of Thursday evening, 231 Ball State students have tested positive for COVID-19. Some are quarantined on or near campus. Many are still at home. Six university employees have also tested positive. A fraternity house east of campus is also under quarantine. Still, Ball State students are taking classes in person or online or a mixture of both as fall semester is fully underway. Joining us for a weekly Ball State pandemic update is University President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Thank you, Stan. It's good to be with you.
Even in the middle of a pandemic?
Even in the middle of the pandemic.
Right. Well, we'll go with that. Well, on this first week, what do you see are the successes of all of the planning, all of the conduction of mitigation efforts to fight the coronavirus, and some of the troubles during this first week back?
Well, on the positive side, Stan, the early anecdotal reports that I've received from our faculty and staff and students is that people are adjusting to the different way in which classes are being conducted or adjusting to the protocols and other expectations. As I travel around campus, I see high levels of compliance with masks even outside, and I hear that there's a universal compliance inside as well. So in that respect, I'm pleased with the way the first week of class has begun. My concern on the flip side is the number of positive tests that we've started to see among our student population over the last 48 to 72 hours. It's not yet what I would describe as a spike or a hotspot, but certainly those numbers have continued to increase. And so that is an area of concern. So we're continuing to monitor it and contemplating what adjustments we need to make, maybe incremental or maybe more significant in light of that positivity rate.
We have 84 students and two employees who have tested positive as discovered by way of the university's arrangement with IU Health and its testing system. 147 students and four employees have self-reported a positive COVID-19 result, with the testing being done elsewhere. What is Ball State's threshold where pivoting to all online instruction would happen?
Well, so we're not looking at any particular one factor like the number of positive tests or even the positivity rate. As I've shared in other communications, and I believe with you as well, we're looking actually at an array of indicators. And so that's certainly the number of positive tests is a concern and is one of those key indicators. We're also looking at things like testing capacity, and we're expanding testing capacity. We're also monitoring our capacity to conduct contact tracing. And one of the concerns I presently have is that as the number of positive cases go up, it is beginning to stress that contact tracing capacity. Another factor that we're looking at is the healthcare capacity. What is our capacity on campus to treat individuals who have contracted the virus? And also, what is the capacity at Ball Memorial to treat seriously ill patients? In both of those respects, it is positive in the sense of we have substantial capacity to treat people who are ill. So we're looking at a variety of factors, but the one that concerns me presently is the number of positive tests.
Are there other health concerns right now that you have regarding the pandemic? You've observed that it appears that most everybody is practicing masking standards, spacing, and so forth. Is there anything else in there that you care to mention?
Well, we certainly need to be mindful and strongly discourage any large gatherings. We know from the experiences of other campuses and other communities, it's those large events where it only takes one or a very small number of infected people to spread the virus to many more people. So I want to reiterate to every member of the university community and the broader community as well to please avoid those large gatherings. Masks are a very important way in which we can minimize the spread, but in large groups, in close quarters, masks are not a perfect prevention tool. So please avoid those large gatherings. And I'm asking all of our students, to be responsible in that respect.
Are you aware of any efforts to suspend students right now on the Ball State campus, as we have seen at Purdue, apparently at Butler University, and possibly at IU Bloomington? Is there anything of that nature going on here?
Yes, our Student Affairs and Office of Student Conduct has received certain complaints. Those investigations are underway, and possible actions could be forthcoming based upon the results of those investigations. So yes, we are using that tool as well.
Going over to enrollment, we won't know very much more, I don't suppose, until next week, but how are the overall enrollment numbers doing? Freshmen and then sophomores to seniors, graduate students, international students?
Overall enrollment is within our budget projections. Our returning undergraduate numbers are solid. Those registrations are solid. Graduate registrations are also ahead of budget and slightly ahead of last year, which is a good thing. And as I've shared previously, because of the pandemic and likely its impact on incoming freshmen, we're anticipating a smaller class than in recent years, probably a class of a similar size, but going back to maybe 2014 and 2015. But again, those registrations are presently within our budget expectations. So in that respect, I feel okay, but we won't know that until the final numbers are in the next couple of weeks.
And what are the plans for the delayed spring commencement? Any updates there?
Well, given the concerns that I have on campus, are the possible plans to do an October commencement even outside, I think, are becoming less likely. We'll probably make a decision on that within the next week. We're still holding out the possibility. Haven't made a decision yet, but I anticipate a decision in the very near future.
President Jeff Mearns, as always, thanks for joining us here on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Stan. Be well.
You as well.